It is time for Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. Tonight you have Melissa and Sandy, and we are going to share with you our favorite spell books and metaphysical working books. These are just some of our favorites.
So hello, everybody who's joining us.
All right. So I think we have everybody who's going to come in, and so we'll get started. Don't mind messiness. It's been a crazy day.
Beyond crazy.
So I think one of the first, we'll start with the two that I love. And actually I got Megan to do, a review of this on YouTube for us here recently. And once she looked through it, she fell in love with this, Grimoire for the Green, Witch by Anne Mora.
Sorry.
You do not have to be green witchcraft oriented to find value in this book. Mm-hmm. She covers everything from meanings of tarot cards to example spells, ogham sticks, herbs, stones, moon phases, you name it, even planetary squares. So any type of magic that you might be looking to enhance or create or work, this is an absolute excellent book. You know, and let's not forget that spell crafting, there's no one way to do any spell. You can create your own. Somebody created the first one, and sometimes it's a trial and error. But this is an excellent tool to have in your library for crafting your own workings. But again, like the amount of information she goes through here, and don't mind how beat up, like this is my personal copy. I made a point to bring it to make sure I could have it to show tonight. But like, she's got a protection pouch spell already in here, home protection pouch, a cat protection spell. So if you have a little kitty cat 4 foot that you would, you know, need to keep some extra protection on, money spell. And like, she even goes through all of the directions, the planetary elements, why they work. So you also get the understanding of why, but this is an excellent book. We do carry it. If you're not local, we can ship it to you, or if you want to find it, you know, somewhere else, by all means, but this is an excellent book. And again, you do not have to be actively in the green witchcraft.
You don't have to be in a coven. You don't, you know, there's no requirement.
So this is an excellent, one of my favorites for looking things up. If you can't quite remember, I think she may even do the planetary hours for you in there too, which not a lot of people know anymore or know how to find out. This is a newer one, but it's been really cute and really good and useful, House Magic. And one of the things I like about this one, and just as a quick example, goes over deities, tells you certain types of offerings, when to do it, why to do it, what their dominion is over. So, you know, again, pictures, some herbal references, pictures of, to help you identify if you have something growing in your yard and you're not quite sure what it is. But she goes over oils and all sorts of things in here, but it's, she's even got crystals. So, I mean, this is a good one. And I'm always a fan of a hardback. It lasts longer. It's got a good binding to it. This one's only $19.99, so it's a good, another good one to have laying around. The Green Witch one, because I don't think I gave you a heads up on that one, probably around $20, because mine is so old, I know it's gone up in price. Yeah, she even goes over ritual robe colors. do you have one of your...
Well, I plants. Have one that, this one isn't necessarily my favorite. It's new to me. So I was thumbing through it if I could speak words. But this is Garden Witch Herbal. Hopefully Instagram can see us. And I'm not trying to neglect you, Instagram. There I know. I know you could see it. And in this one, it's really all about, you want a garden and what do you want to do with it? And where can you find things? So conjuring a garden with heart, she goes on, green witchery in the city. So it's not just, if you don't have your own yard, you can still do it in the city. magical plants of different areas. But then she also has different spells and things to work with. So, for example, bluebells, the flower bluebells. Working with that is actually going to show you the truth in any matter. Just remember, you're asking for the truth, and you may discover more than what you wish. With this spell, you're not asking to see what you want. You're asking for the truth. So keep that in mind. And it goes in a little more detail and gives you that. This is just one example. She covers a lot of different stuff in here, and she has quite a laundry list of books that she's written, this author.
She's got a lot of knowledge, and it is really well written. There we go. Blah.
It is.
Well written.
Also, one of the things I like, see, I'm opposite when it comes to garden books, herbals. I need a book that can bend, because it's easier for me to take out and about if I'm looking to go out and actually harvest or forage for herbs. And I need some help maybe with actually identification. To me, this is easier to work with, unless it's raining and then you're in trouble.
Right.
Sorry, everybody. Just shook up the whole table.
This is another slightly newer one. Maybe not quite a year old, I don't think. The Green Witch's Grimoire. This one leads a little more to the green witchery. But what I liked about this one is it tells you, gives you some guidance on how to set up your own grimoire if you wanted to, how to bless it, how to... suggestions on how to space it out, because I know sometimes it can be intimidating, like how much section do you give to each type of, like, say, spell work versus reference versus, you know, the different types of spells in there. So it gives a lot of good information. She also goes over, like, different herbals, how to dry them, how to work with them, how to make, like, an herbal lavender blessing stick, which I really think is just more of a smudge stick with lavender in it. But this is another good one, really easy to read and understand. You're not going to be sitting there scratching your head and going, what does she mean by that? Very well written and easy to follow instruction for yourself. So even if you're somebody who's been in the game for a while, it never hurts to learn something new, because again, there's no one way to do anything. And, you know, kind of a good thing to ask in there. Where was that one little section? You got another fun. Oh, the folklore magic. That one's fun too.
This is a fun one. So this is Sister Carol's Book of Spells, Blessings, and Folk Magic. And just flipping through it, here is one of the best. I came to the back of the book, and it actually has to do with the lost and found spell that a lot of us are familiar with. Yes. So Saint Anthony. And I learned it a little different, but this says, Dear Saint Anthony, please come around, something lost and can't be found. I've done this, but I call him Tony. I'm like, Tony,
Hi, Melanie.
Look around, something's lost and can't be found. I'm a little more familiar apparently, because we lose stuff or something moves stuff in my home quite often.
Well, in that one, there is a more open acceptance lately for the Christian witchcraft, and I shouldn't say it like with air quotes, but so there's actually invocations for the Sacred Mother and, you know, yeah, Litany of the Blessed Mother. So if you're somebody who might be a recovering Christian or recovering Catholic, as myself, I was confirmed Catholic many years ago, and you're familiar with certain prayers, and like this kind of goes over how to use some of those in a witchy way.
Right.
To where maybe if you're in a living situation where you can't quite have a magical altar set up, you know, you can kind of like disguise it in a way with the more Christian symbols and statuary and still produce your workings. But the folk magic, a lot of this comes out of, you know, Appalachia. So, you know, some of these might even sound familiar to anybody that's got family up in the mountains, West Virginia, you know, like, oh, that's why they did what they did.
Right.
But that's another fun little book to have around.
Brita says, ooh, yeah. Let us know. So it's all working with saints and such.
Yes, Christo-pagan. Exactly.
Yes. Lots of different ones in here too.
And for anybody that's got multiple tarot decks, and you're like, what am I going to do with all these decks? Something that you can consider doing, tarot spells. A lot of readers who do use tarot cards and spell working usually dedicate one or two decks strictly to their magical working. And this book is pretty awesome in helping you figure out, if you've never done it and you have an interest, how to work your cards into your spell working, your magical working. This has been out quite a while, so it's a tried and true book. If you're bored doing the same old type of spell casting, this is definitely a new fun thing, because it's very rare to have a magical practitioner who doesn't have a deck laying around. But for like, here we go. Here's a layout just for stress.
I need that.
And who of us right now isn't in
some sort of stress or another
to recover stolen property, so again, lots of useful, fun things to do, different things to do. Oh, here we go. I'm sure that, I got the tingle. I'm like, does somebody need to know this one? They do. Favorable divorce settlement. So if you're watching, or if you're going to be watching later, here you go. But tarot spells, and this, all of these books we tend to keep pretty often here in the store. If you're local and you want to pick it up, or, want to contact us if you can't find them where you're at, and we'll ship anywhere to you if you need it. But another fun one. What else do we?
Well, we have this one. Achieve your desires. Tap into the hidden power of the moon. Moon spells. One of the things, I guess, that I liked just thumbing through this book is it gives you all different types of information, especially if you're somebody newer to the craft or you want to branch out into other areas. For example, incense and fragrances, and it actually explains what you're looking for and what you should burn. So I don't know, frankincense was here as one of the candle or incense or smells, fragrances for spirituality. Guys with men's issues, musk, cedar, jasmine, just as an idea.
Well, and
career,
and that
job,
one,
health.
Well, even like kind of fine-tune certain particular workings for a masculine or feminine type of working. So,
there's a section for women only.
Mm-hmm. And there is a men only. So I know sometimes, gentlemen can be a little like hesitant, like how to tap around doing the moon work, because it is such a feminine type of energy. And this book can greatly help you with that, and always remember we all carry masculine and feminine. So it's okay to tap in and work, and it's
and
actually encouraged
sides,
to have a balance. So this is a really good book.
There's some
the
really
different
good things
phases,
in here too.
What correlates with those phases. So
when to do certain ones, when not. Apparently releasing addiction is the one that I need, which is funny because I've been giving a lot more thought again to quitting smoking. So this one talks about releasing addictions, and it gives you kind of a laundry list of ingredients, candles, different things you need, how you should form it, directions to face, the best moon phase to do it, the day of the week. And then it gives you options for magical enhancements. Pretty interesting. I like this one. It may give you more detail than what you expected. This one's kind of cool.
And that one's really easy to follow and understand what's being given to you too. You're not kind of sitting there going, well, is it this or is it this? It's
right.
it's really easy to grasp.
people are liking the tarot spells too.
Yeah, tarot spells is fun. We got like three or four more over there?
Yes.
So this one has been, and I thought thumb through. I must have put it down without saving the page that I wanted to show you guys.
You must have.
But this one, if you are more kitchen witchy, you like doing some of your work through food for healing, this is going to be a good companion. And I did pick up, whoops, sorry. I'm going to have to edit that out for the podcast now.
Clang.
Hitting the metal. So, you know, our tried and true, the Cunninghams, the Cyclamenia of magical herbs. This is going to be a good one to add in the Hearth Witch's Kitchen Herbal. Because she will go over like the planetary uses, the folk names, all of that background, like the mysticism behind it. But then she also goes into how to make certain, where's one, like how to make the teas, how to make the cosmetic uses, culinary uses. So any type of herb magic that you might want to work with, you know, again, Cunningham is a good starting point, but he doesn't really go into detail in here what all you can. He says, you know, use the root and it was also called this and do this. Fine. Well, how do you use the herb? How do you use the leaf, not the stem? This one's going to tell you. So if you have this one,
this is a good
addition to add on for you. And it's got a pretty heft amount of information in there for you. And I didn't really see many in here that you can't, you know, easily go get, you know, oats, parsley, sage, the different mints, lemons, garlics. So, you know, it's not like you're going to have to go on a quest to go find this rare herb listed somewhere. So, the Hearth Witch's Kitchen Herbal is a good one.
And now's, you know, at least here in Northeast Ohio is a good time to start planning and planting and prepping, get your little seeds going if you are going to do any type of garden.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my agenda for this weekend. I'm going to let you do this one because you picked those pages.
Oh, let's see. And this is another, but I thought there was something else in here too. I had So plant witchery. Is another newer, few months old only. And it's nice hardback. I'm a fan of hardback because it lasts longer and it doesn't wilt on the shelf like paper will, where they get all bendy and leaning. And
that's why I lay it flat with my spines out so I can read the title.
Because I'm also like, I don't dog ear, you know.
What is your quest? What is your favorite color? Oh, that's a good one.
But this is another good one. And I've lost where.
You are.
So like she gives occasional potions, like repelling potion. And like she's got poinsettia, which I didn't see in the other ones, which no. I have a poor little poinsettia by the register. That
yeah,
is
he's on his last
hanging
legs.
In there, man. So she goes over a few others that aren't covered in the other ones. Queen Anne's Lace Spirit Bath.
Mm-hmm.
So
just be careful where you're getting that because there's a lookalike that you don't want to take a bath in.
Yes, be mindful. Sensitive skin, ginkgo, fern, feverfew, eyebright, echinacea, dragon's blood, which is really good for psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another good plant witchery, haha, it's the title, to add to your tools for knowledge here.
And the last, I think this is the last one.
Now we'll have one more after
we
that.
We have one more after this one. You pulled this one too, the kitchen table magic. Mm-hmm. It's not her favorite because it's not hardback.
Womp womp.
And you had this page open for a reason, I'm assuming, because yes. of the moon phases
yes.
and what you can do.
So. Yeah. So if, you know, the moon spell one isn't quite calling to you, but she does do things like here's, you know, how you use moon phases, what you should do with them, by the season, what you should be energetically or magically working on, elementally. So, the colors that go with each, stones that go with each, how to set up a money altar, how to set up, you know, candle working altar. So, and the cool thing with this series, because there's also like a, I think it's like a tarot on the kitchen table or something. It's very common, easy to use. Again, you're not going to be on a 6-month quest to go find the items that are used in here.
Looking for some rare herb that can only be harvested on the third Tuesday.
When the moon is in Mercury, and
the wind is not blowing.
It's not a Solomon book. And if anybody's, you know, looked into some of those and the seals,
right?
Those are just hilarious to me. So my probable absolute favorite book, it, you know, sometimes it's a tie between what I'm getting ready to show you and the grimoire book for the Green Witch. And I have the original. So the ones that are carried here in the store don't quite look like mine. Is this Hefty Boy, the Elemental Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells. I've got one of the originals where it's still the paper jacket over the hardcover. It's no longer done that way. It's got like a hardcover printed with a purple binding, but it's still in print by Judica Ills. I love her books. It is, you can use this for weightlifting.
It's a substantial book.
It's huge. And what I love about this book is there's a thing in there about don't kill yourself using certain things in here. Judica put a lot of research, time, travel, collecting these spells. A lot of old folklore's in here with it, which again, some of it can be deadly, don't use. And she actually has a little symbol. Here we go. See? Not suitable for children. Don't hurt yourself. Don't poison yourself. But you need a spell to work with a certain deity. It's in here. You need a different prosperity spell. There's like 5 of them in here. You want a get the hell away from me spell. There's probably 8.
I need a do what so I much, say spell.
So much in here. From banishing to pregnancy, death, unblocking, weather, happy home spells, healing spells, things to ward against the evil eye. And let me tell you, that one starts on $394. And the next subcategory that starts is fertility. That one starts on $417. That's how many spells are about the evil eye, from $394 to $417.
That's a lot of spells.
So,
and again, you're not, you know, going out looking for the most obscure.
Well, maybe, because some of these like come from, she traveled around and collected these.
Oh, she
these.
Did go all so, over. You did say that.
Like the Malachite merchant spell. And she'll say, Malachite is a merchant stone, green like money. And then she'll say, place it strategically in your cash register, hang it in the corners of your business, wear it as jewelry while at work, carry it in a charm bag. So she'll, you know, gives you the spell and then how to do it. Musician's professional success spell. So if anybody's a musician and you need a spell for success, it's in this book. Everything's in here. I just love an Iris spell. A guardian of the dead spirits for Osiris. Haunted house prevention spell. Hey, Marianne, let's talk about that one.
Yeah.
Ghost safety spell. A knife and a fork.
Ghost sickness spell.
The ghost may clank its chains as much as it wants, but at least this spell will guarantee you a safe night's sleep. Step one. Go to bed. Number two, open the Bible or whatever sacred text gives you comfort for, or the ghost pause. Step three, begin to read backwards from wherever the book was opened. Step four, when the page is concluded, fold that page over, which I would be like, nope, I can't do it. Can't fold the page. Finally, step five, insert a knife and fork as page marker, then place the book with its bookmarks under the pillow.
Not this book.
No, yeah, don't.
You'll have a step, just you won't sleep very well.
This would not be your sacred text. Well, I guess it could be, but you're going to have a hard time sleeping. But it's a really neat, really neat book. And it's like a $30, $40 book. But I mean, it is well worth it.
That's a big honking one.
It's
sure.
Well loved. Sometimes I just read through it for shits and giggles and fun because I'm like, what else can I find in here? So yeah, if anybody's got questions about any of the books or you know, let us know.
Sorry, now I'm reading The Queen of the Night Spell, Night Blooming Jasmine, nicknames Queen of the Night and Moonlight of the Grove, indicate its power, where fresh blossoms after dark to attract a new lover, romantically hypnotize one you already have, and transform yourself into a nocturnal queen.
Who doesn't want to be a nocturnal queen?
Now you know.
The more you know.
That's right. Let's see. Let's find something else.
Yeah. Some of these are pretty awesome. And then there's some that I'm like, who thought this would be a good idea? Like, clearly somebody's going to poison themselves or somebody else with it.
Broken mirror antidote spell. Unsolvable problems solved spell. Happy times powder.
Bad luck be gone powder.
These are fun.
Yeah.
A nutmeg wish spell, ocean spirit wish spell, sage wishing spell. Mm-hmm. Money growth is the candle spell.
Yeah. So these are
lots of different ones.
Pretty good recommended books that we have that a lot of times I kind of default to these when somebody's in and asking. But the Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells and the Grimoire for the Green Witch are the two that I reference and recommend to people the most. That Grimoire from the Green Witch, mainly because it's got everything in there. You want to know properties of some very common stones, that's in there. Tarot's in there. Ogham sticks are in there. Runes are in there. Days of the week and the powers of the days of the week. Moon phases. Like, it's all in there to help you create your own working. And then, like I said, this thing, this honking thing.
And this is a honking thing.
Has just about everything else pre-done for you. So if you don't have time to necessarily sit down and write your own, you can probably find it in here or something pretty close to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
This is a workout, just holding this book for you guys. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a, you brace yourself and you pick it up.
And you want to hear how loud it could be? No, I won't slam it on the table. I'll send it.
I can't gently. Edit that out yet. I don't know how to do
I'll set it gently onto the table because it's a big one.
And
can you show which encyclopedia you have for sale looks like?
Yeah, let me go make sure there's one over there for you.
Sorry about the delay, you guys. Between the delay and then me not looking over often enough to see Instagram, I apologize. So let us know what other ideas. We love doing this, but we love doing things that you guys like too. So tell us more. Tell us what you would like to see more of.
So this is what it looks like now. No paper jacket. And it's got the smooth printed on surface. And it is now $35 for it. So, and there's some others in the sets, like there's the Elemental Encyclopedia of like mystics, saints, and sages. One about the different, like fairy type creatures, but Judica Ills isn't the author of all of them. But this is my favorite in that series. But this is what it looks like now. It's got the purple binding or the purple colored
spine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're in a used bookstore and you're lucky enough, if you call it lucky, the paper jacket with the green, like mine's that old. it's well
been around.
It has
seen some things.
Yeah, the spine, you know, it's I've had it for many years. And for a while when I thought they got rid of it, when they were really just getting ready to do the reprint with a different binding, I was so sad because I always wanted to keep a second one. Like I wanted one for the house and one for here. That way I would always have mine. And then they put it out. But this poor thing.
But that's what books are for. That's how you know they're well loved.
Mm-hmm. But still, I don't dog ear.
I don't dog ear.
I don't break the spine.
That's one of my bad habits. Yeah. I break the spine, but that's because I love to multitask. So I'm reading and eating or something. Mm-hmm. So to keep the book from trying to collapse on me.
Yeah.
It's one of the first things I do.
Mm-mm.
Although with now that I do so much on my Kindle, I don't break that either. So
it's a habit. You're not breaking the spine on the Kindle.
No, not breaking that one either.
Like my books that, especially like the paper ones, like other than how they'll yellow with age, like they'll still look brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't like, so, that's about as far as I'll open a book. So the spine doesn't break.
Yeah. They're
I'm just me. I'm weird like that.
It's all right. We know.
Bookmarks. Don't dog ear.
Yeah, I do use bookmarks.
I don't write in my books.
Whether I use one of your cute ones that you've made or a random piece of mail or
receipts.
I'm also, and then if I'm doing something purposely looking for stuff, post-it notes are my friends because I use them as little flags to say, this is what I need and go to this page quickly. So.
Yeah. That's what I do.
That's what I do.
All right.
Yes, we can. We can hold it for you.
Yep, sure can. Well, and we'll have more. So if anybody, you know, wants another copy, like these are always pretty much almost always in stock. If I'm out, I'm just waiting on another one or three to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was another one that I was going to show, but we are out of it. It's the Book of 1001 Spells. It's not as intricate and as expanded of covering the gamut of like the Encyclopedia 5000, but it's a cute little quick
reference
one.
Right.
But none to be had here. They're all gone, but it will be back. But yeah, if anybody has any other questions or
comments, concerns.
I can even look up a spell in the book if you want.
Yeah, we just don't take complaints. That's the only thing we don't do.
I'll take the complaint and put it in my consideration pile. I'll take it under consideration.
Take it in under consideration. AKA the circular file. AKA
the shredder.
No. The shredder.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
We'll come up with another topic for next week, maybe.
Right.
Feel free. There is the new Goddess Elite group on Facebook, Goddess Elite Divine Offerings. Make sure you join that one. That's where the lives are probably going to live. So you get notified. We're trying to get around some of the algorithm issues.
Mm-hmm. And then also make sure that you have signed up for email. And if you haven't, you can always do so when you're in store or
on the website. There's the form for that.
Mm-hmm. That way you're going to stay in the know to what's up and coming, what's on sale for the week.
We do have the Boxed Wine and Witchcraft podcast through the store. That some of these sometimes also get thrown up on the podcast, but there's also podcast only episodes that are up there. Alexa is doing some wonderful work on kind of short, like 15 to 25 minute Wicca series. So if you're somebody who's new and starting out and trying to figure out what it all means and what all the different things are, feel free to check that out, subscribe. Mm-hmm. I got some other topics coming up. It's just getting it scheduled to do the talks and the interviews, but make sure you check that out as well. But thanks for joining, guys. I like talking about books. It makes the book nerd in me happy.